Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon all, and welcome to this fortnight's installment of the Ish Plus 6 podcast, the podcast series where you could discover your next favourite artist. On today's episode, I am joined by the one and only Steve. Steve is a North London-based artist who has been making his way up the ranks in recent years with banger after banger. Starting off originally as a producer, he's made his way into the vocalist scene with banger tracks such as Go There, Purple McLaren, and his most recent track, Stunner for Life. You will definitely need to make sure you go and check him out on all platforms, and please welcome Steve to the podcast. Let's go. What's going on, G? What's going on, man?
Yo, what are you saying, man? I'm good.
That's good. Yeah, tell me, it is pronounced Steve, right? Not like...
Well, it's actually... It's how you want to pronounce it, bro. You could pronounce it ST3V, Steve. You could call me Stunner 3. Hey.
I'm gonna stick with shit. I don't know how I feel calling you Stunner. All right,
let me just... Stunner, bro. Come on, man.
All right, you know what? We'll do that for the rest of the podcast. You'll be called Stunner. That's what we'll be called.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of open to interpretation thing, then, I guess.
Yes. How you feel like saying it? Yeah. I'm already too fast.
Okay, so before we get into the main questions and the main crux of the interview and all of that, obviously, you've seen literally every single episode. Why wouldn't you? You know that we always start off with a joke. Look a little bit worried, G.
I've seen everything, every single one.
Of course. You know that we always start off with a joke. Today is literally no different. Let's just get into it. The gimmick's gone on too long that I can't... go an episode without doing it. Let's just get it out of the way. Then we can get into what everyone's here for.
What, am I supposed to make a joke?
No, this is a joke.
Oh, bro, I was thinking.
But yeah, I thought you'd seen every episode, bro. What's going on?
Bro. I've seen every...
let's just get into it. How much does a chimney cost?
How much does a chimney cost?
Nothing.
Hold on.
Nothing, because it's on the house.
I'll give you that one.
You could get, I don't know, man.
Could have done a better one, but I'll give it to you.
Hey, man, I steal them all from Reddit, so it's calm. It's not me. Blame the internet. So I want to get into the origin story. Where did the name Steve come from? How did you start making... Sorry, Stunner. Where did the name Stunner come from? How did you start making music and all of that? Just talk me through the origin story. What happened that brought us from there to here?
I remember when I was in like sixth form, I was walking with my friend, Ade, and I don't know who we were listening to some artists that was just shit, bro. Like, he was so dead. And I remember I looked at him and I was like, if he could do it, we could do it. And then from there, like, I got FL Studio. I was quite put off by it. Initially, I was put off by it because it was quite intimidating. And everyone knows, like, when you start producing and you use FL, you see all the buttons and dials, and you're like, oh my God, like, what the hell is this? But then you pick it up later and then you start actually using it properly. And I was no different. And afterwards, I started producing. I made like a couple beats for people, and like, I had a beat channel and everything. But then whenever I'd make a beat, I would kind of test it with my own vocals sometimes, see if like you can rap on it and stuff. And I realized that like I was actually kind of good at it, like I liked it, but I don't know, man, it just wasn't that appealing to me. I would rather be an artist, because there's a lot of like, you can be really creative with like your image, everything, your branding, like it's a whole, you know, journey, if you know what I mean. And a lot of time with producers, they get tied to one artist. Like, I don't know, like people, a lot of people know
you can name a billion right now.
Pierre got tied to Kai, a billion, bro. And when I started making a lot of music by myself in my own voice, and I started seeing progress, and I said it to my friends, and they tell me when it's dead, they tell me when it's good. I enjoyed the journey, you know. And then well, it was just trial and error, and I got to where I am right now in it.
Yeah, facts. It's interesting that you mentioned the whole producers getting tied to artists, because I haven't thought about that like properly until this point. And I would you say that as an artist or as a producer, that's something that you would potentially consider, not necessarily getting tied to a singular artist, but maybe a collection of artists? Because obviously Pierre Bourne now, like you mentioned, he has Sauce House at this point, where he has a whole group of artists that he produces for pretty much exclusively. So
I don't really like that. Like, I kind of like diversification, and especially in music, like it's just, I feel like everyone should work with everyone at some point. And it's kind of like why I like with I like someone like if you look at Uzi, like the guy works with like everyone. The guy's working with Baby Mel and that, like what the hell?
yeah, facts.
It's like I might not be that much of a fan of the latest tape, but I saw the vision, you know what I mean? And it's something that I like respect when artists do. Something I kind of respected Drake for as well. Like he always goes everywhere, you know. And I just feel like us, we should always do that. Like don't put yourself into one, like don't close yourself off from everyone else. It's too dead. How are we supposed to progress?
I like that you mentioned Uzi as well, because the recent tape was it was interesting, and it's also breaking records as well,
Yeah, it
interestingly
is. Like
enough.
people
Like, it's
like it.
crazy. Yeah.
People like it. Like who would have thought that, you know, not making purely hip hop with like the same people would, you know, work.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's actually crazy, because like literally, first of all, it's got way too many tracks on it. I hate this new
Yeah,
trend.
too many. It's got too many.
I hate this new trend of artists, not even, to be fair, I
Bro.
haven't really noticed many artists outside of rap doing it, but I hate this new
True.
trend of rappers making playlists instead of actual albums. It's
Yeah, because
ridiculous.
Destroy Lonely did something similar. How many tracks was his
It was
latest thing? Like
stupid. Let me bring it
26 or
up. It was
something?
stupid. It was stupid. And
Bro.
literally, Twitter guns him for it every time I see it, because it was they basically say that they were like, what did they say? They were like, oh, I prefer Uzi's one to Destroy Lonely, because Uzi's one actually had range, whereas Destroy Lonely's one was basically just a 25 song long song. It was just a song,
It
basically.
was a very long song.
Let me see. It was 26 songs, not even 25.
Bro, you can tell that like they kind of saw like his management probably saw that the formula for the How You Feel and Influence We Kill like type of vibe was banging, and then they just said, yeah, pump this out and give us money, and then he did it.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
because
I
I
think
on his SoundCloud, bro, he's got hits.
facts, man. Yeah, do you know what he has actually as well? But I don't know, man. It's just I don't like it. Yeet, to be fair, all of these new age artists that have come up in the past, like I'd say year and a half, 2 years, have been on that kind of wave, on that playlist album wave. So yeah. So you mentioned that it started off with you and your friend seeing this trash artist who, and thinking to yourself, I can do better than this.
Yeah,
What
that's
would
some
you
real hater shit, man. I'm not even gonna lie,
honestly, man,
that is, Well, yeah, go on.
I wish, honestly, I wish you remembered who it was, because I'd love to. But do you even remember what genre it was? Was it like grime? Was it like, what was it?
Nah, I think it was like SoundCloud rap, because I think this was back in like 2018, like that era, 2017, 18, that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard something that was just shit, and I thought, wow,
And best
taking
believe it
this
had
in.
like 3 million listens or something like
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
it was something crazy.
So obviously you mentioned that you originally started off as a producer. Was there perhaps some fear, maybe, of like unknown waters and that kind of thing, or what was that transition like?
There wasn't really any fear about anything, to be honest. It was just more. I mean, it kind of felt good because when I made beats for someone, like I didn't know if they were gonna butcher the beat or if they were gonna ride it like and do something hard. But then I started making, because I produced for myself, well, a lot further back. I used to produce for myself in it until I started working with people. And like it was really nice being able to make something like that I wanted to use for real, that I knew what I was gonna do with it. I knew that I was gonna change this hi-hat because I like this hi-hat instead, or I was gonna, the 808 was too muddy, so I'm gonna like EQ it and separate it from like the, I don't know. I just had free range of the beat, if you get what I mean. And like once I started being an artist, I just couldn't stop, if you get what I mean. I just couldn't stop. I didn't want to give beats to anyone. I had a purpose for all my beats, so like there was no fear. I just kind of got a taste of the cocaine, and I just started sniffing everything, bro. Sniff
Start
it all.
sniffing
I'm like,
everything. That's
yeah.
crazy. I feel that though. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it must be daunting, sort of like making this essentially what's a baby and giving it to someone else to nurture and finish raising it and send it off to, to the real world. That must be a daunting task.
Man, it actually hurts whenever like someone is shit on your beat, like especially because at that time, like so like I used to make beats for like £20 or like something minor like that. Like I would just give it to you. I remember one time I even gave this guy a beat for free. Oh man, even to
For
today,
free.
I gave it to him for free and he was just so dead. Like I heard his songs because he had other songs. I heard it and I thought, oh yeah, surely he's gonna. But I was just disappointed, so
Man,
well.
that's tough, man. Honestly, I that's the kind of thing that would scare me out of producing for anyone ever again, especially if it's a sick beat and they have like the exclusive rights to it. Nah, never again. But my next question in regards to producing was on why you started with production and not the other way around, and why you didn't start with rapping on the other hand and getting into production afterwards.
You know what? I think when I first started with the music thing, like obviously I had never done it before. So I was very intimidated by the idea of like rapping first. Until I started making a lot of beats and listening to music differently, I was very intimidated by that. So I started off as a producer because also this was during like Internet Money era with like Nick Mirror and all that, them and there. I used to watch a lot of their live streams and stuff like that. And I naturally just kind of gravitated towards producing first because that's all I saw. So,
Is that oh, okay?
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, man, I feel that. I
Wait,
feel that.
that's what you asked, right? Am I bugging on you? All right, cool.
So why you started with production and got into rapping later? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So I know you grew up in Enfield, which is, if I'm not mistaken, in North London.
It's no fun.
North London is a place that whenever I hear it get mentioned, especially on socials, it's always like, oh, North London is the coolest part of London. North London is the most iconic part of London. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, yeah, man, the North London. I'm pretty sure even Lassie is from North London, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
North London, like I mean, it's generally like a lively place. The part of Enfield, yeah, go on.
I was just thinking. It's either north or east. I know that Skepta is from north, I believe.
East London is also quite like lively as well. Like, I know that East London is very connected. Everyone just knows each other. I have a lot of friends from East London as well. But in Enfield, the part of Enfield that I'm from, Enfield lot, it's like a lot more, what's the word? It's a lot more ghetto, bro. That shit is ass. I'm gonna keep it a buck. It is I made it out of the hood, man, already. When I left there for look, I made out. But because I remember when we were in secondary school, like a lot of the gang members, them man, like I don't know if you heard of like AP, but it was like what the gang was in Enfield. And they used to like, come outside after school and try and chat to us and that. But yeah, it was a bit of an experience. I was a pussy, bro.
Well,
I went
thanks. I
home.
would have done the
I
same.
didn't
I'm not gonna
want to.
lie.
Hey, I didn't want to. Hey, I don't want to play. I didn't want to play with guns. I ain't got guns for nobody. But yeah, but them times, like, yeah, it was quite like, yeah, it wasn't good.
Well, I'm not
Yeah.
gonna lie. You want no judgment for me because I promise you I would have done the same. No one can come up to me
Bro.
talking about some, oh, what are you for? Like all that kind of stuff. I
Yo,
promise
bro,
you,
I was
though.
gone. I was not lingering about to like, I was trying to make friends with these fucking GMs, bro. But they start having me running around the lines for them and that. Nah,
Exactly,
bro.
man, honestly. But yeah, nah, it's crazy because London, honestly, I didn't grow up in London. I spent the first couple of years, spent like the first decade of my life in South, then moved elsewhere. And like when I see stuff like Blue Story, like talking about the high school life of these people, and these men are stood their chins up, standing toe to toe with these other people with knives in their faces, the pride is crazy. Like, go home. Like, what's
Bro, yeah, like I feel like sometimes, especially in back then, it was really like glorified to be like this cool, hard guy or whatever. But bro, a lot of people that were acting like that back then, like they ain't got nothing now. Like they ain't got nothing to show for all that hard stuff. 'Cause like at least now, bro, I'm doing all right for myself. Like if I was to say, but a lot of them, like now, that were adults and that, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
exactly. Yeah. So you mentioned the fact that you're from Enfield Lock. What would you say about, I suppose, North London as a whole that gives it its, well, this is kind of ironic now, but its social media critical acclaim?
I mean, a lot of shit just happens in North London, eh? Like, especially Edmonton, Wood Green, those areas there. Like the Wood Green still has the old JD logo. Like that says it all. Like that place is not getting touched by the government at
Yeah.
all. So like a lot of there's a lot of like there's a lot of shit that happens in North. But obviously there's great areas in North as well. Like even in Enfield, there's great parts of Enfield, but it's just there's good parts, bad parts. It's just that some of the bad parts make it on social media because, I mean, no one's gonna go start recording good stuff,
Yeah, exactly. That's what gets the clicks. So, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
not like any other parts are better. Like the only one that really has mouth for North London is West.
Yeah, I always hear, to be fair, everyone elsewhere, I say elsewhere, East and South always just gun West London for being posh and all of that. So,
West London isn't even posh, bro. I don't even know where that came from, but I actually have no idea why people even say that.
man, I don't know. That's just what I hear myself. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about a slightly different, subject. I want to talk a little bit about some of the playlists that you have been added to on Spotify. So these playlists being in your discovered on area or section in
Oh
your
yeah.
profile. So first one that I noted down was a playlist called Destroy Lonely Winter Night Chill. The track that was on there was called Go There, Can You Feel My Heart? It's the one with
Oh
the
yeah.
with the sample. What is that sample by? I know the song, but what is the sample?
What Beyond the Horizon, the sample for
The
the
sample
song.
used in that song.
Can You Feel My Heart?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That's the
Yeah.
oh
Yeah.
Well, I should. I to be fair, I should know that, but yeah, it's.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I see why they put me on that, to be fair. Like even on my TikTok when I first previewed that, I saw in the comments like some people were saying like Lone Clone. I was like, bro,
Nah, that would piss me off, yeah.
like you call me a clone of Lone. I don't even sound like D Lone on that. I think it's just that obviously those guys have sampled songs, like sample rock songs. Like if you look at some of hard rock songs, D Lone songs, like they have this habit of sampling some rock songs sometimes. And I
Yeah.
think when people hear people do that and make it a trap song, like they just think, oh my gosh, he's a fucking clone, even
Yeah.
though I don't sound anything like him.
Yeah,
But
exactly. Do you feel some type of way about being at this point in your career? Because I would say that, you know, obviously this is a relatively early point in your career, considering the
yeah.
grand scheme of things. Do you ever feel some type of way about being compared to an artist who is already, I suppose, mainstream?
Not really, to be honest. The only time I've ever had a problem was when I got compared to fucking Dom Quileo. I was like, what?
Yeah,
Like,
people
what
hate that
the hell? Like he does his thing. Like, he's hard, but like, I just didn't see the parallel at all. It was just so, like, I don't get it. And also, like, he got a lot of his influence from, like, you know, them, man.
Yeah.
So why am I getting compared? Why am I called being called a clone of him? That does not make any sense. Anyway,
Exactly.
at least call me a clone of the root, you know.
Yeah.
But oh, normally I don't really have any issues with my own artist, and have my own style and my own thing that everyone looks at and thinks, oh yeah, that's Stunner or that's ST3V or Steve or whatever. But it doesn't really bother me that much
Yeah, I
being
feel that,
compared.
man.
You're always gonna get compared. Like I saw some like people compare Len to Lancey. Like,
That doesn't make sense to me. I saw people doing
like,
that just today, actually, on
bro,
the
I saw on
subreddit.
Twitter. I was like, what? So people are just gonna compare. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you let it bother you, you're always gonna be bothered.
That's facts, man, honestly. That's a quote as well. Put that on a t-shirt. If you
Yeah,
let
for
it
real.
bother you, you're always gonna be bothered. That's crazy.
Exactly. Stunner
Yeah.
quotes.
Stunner quotes. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I know on your bio also it mentions your versatility.
Yeah.
Obviously, that playlist, This Way Lonely Winter Night Chill, it sort of alludes to everything in there being sort of under the same kind of thing. How do you plan on not be sorry, go on.
I was just gonna say though, like I do feel like people, well, number one, it's like they're couriers, isn't it? So they're just gonna change the name to whatever is like, you know, trending or what's gonna get the most clicks on like Spotify at the time,
Yeah.
isn't it? Like I don't think it necessarily means that everything's under the same umbrella. But what were you gonna ask?
I was gonna ask, how do you, I suppose, plan or let's just go with that. How do you plan on going about not being boxed into one category by the wider public? Is that something that you think about often, or is it just I do my own thing and people can perceive me however which way they want?
I mean, they're always gonna try and box you into something, you know, until you're getting big. I kind of just do my own thing. Like my manager Dolzy, he's always telling me like, oh, bro, just make whatever music you want because like at this point, at this early on, like I'm not trying to appeal to the masses. There are no masses, you know. So, like I would just keep on branching out, doing my own thing, making random whatever genre I want. Let people box me wherever they want to box me, because eventually, I'm gonna like have my own thing. It's always gonna happen. But yeah, like I don't necessarily have a plan. I'm just going.
Yeah, man, honestly, that makes perfect sense to be fair. Yeah, just doing your own thing, going, just seeing where the wind takes you, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the wind being My manager does it.
Yeah, I feel that, man. I feel that. What influence would you say that that they have on your art as a whole, your manager?
Well, he's always telling me to diversify, and he's always trying to give me different artists to potentially work with and different genres to tap into. Like literally, I think like an hour ago he sent me, well, not an hour ago, a couple hours ago he sent me a beat where he was where it was like kind of Afrofuturism beat, and he was like, "Oh, bro, like I think you could hop on this," like. And he would just send me something random for me to hop on, and it's like that's the way he makes like impacts on the stuff that I do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Because I like listening to him, like I respect his opinion, so.
Yeah, of course. We all need someone with that critical ear that can, pick everything apart that we, I guess, that can push us in the right direction,
Exactly.
Yeah. To follow on from that playlist, I do have another playlist that I wanted to talk about. It's called
Yeah, gone.
Bad Bitch Energy.
Duh.
One of your tracks was added to a playlist called Bad Bitch Energy. Interesting, I know. The track was Go There, Chrome Poles. Interestingly, yeah, I mean, what's your opinion on that, first of all?
Hey man, my music's for bad bitches. And that's niggas too. That's niggas too.
Facts,
They'll
man.
just do it.
Stunners of all genres, for real.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, facts. Because honestly, if you go to some of these shows, like these, I was about to say opium shows, these shows of the genre of that kind of thing, you'll see some baddies there. So it's facts. But yeah, of all genders and all of that. Yeah.
Exactly, bro. Some
Anyways,
fine ass niggas
right, pause. But yeah,
too. No,
yeah. So my question was, do you see yourself specifically making music for certain genders or sexes, or is it more of a do what you want kind of thing again? Like, is it more of a just whoever just finds it cool, finds it cool?
I mean, obviously, I hope, like, I want both genders, or all genders, to experience my music and feel like, they can relate to it. So it's something that I like, if I'm not already doing, like, I would like to keep in mind later. Like, I wouldn't mind making songs that girls can relate to, or songs that like a man can relate to, because like not because a lot of my songs are like turnt, but I don't want all of them to be like turnt songs,
Yeah.
not all mush songs, maybe like a love song here and there. Like I've made like two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to expand on that,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I know that, I mean, even I don't know if you were at Wireless, but Lancey was playing at Wireless, and there was a certain point where he just played all these slow songs like India and I
He's got some
think.
slow songs.
Yeah, I think he played like Lies Will Set You Free or Love Will Set You Free. So I can't remember the name, but yeah, those kind of things. And there was a certain point where he was just like, all right, we're done with the girl tunes. We're done with the girl tunes. And then he just blasted Don't Talk and everything went insane. But, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, he said in an interview a little while ago that he hates people moshing to those slow songs. So.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, so I see why he hates it. If
Yeah, facts,
I
bro.
saw someone mushing to like, I don't know, I have this song called "She My Player Too," and
Yeah.
it's a very lovey. If someone mushed to that, I would lose my mind. I'd be
Whoa.
looking at them like, "What are you doing?
Thanks.
What are you doing?" But yeah.
Hilarious. Bro, but the thing is, there's a certain demographic of people that will most do anything. I'm not gonna
If
say
you
who it is.
small teenage Caucasian males.
I'm not gonna say. All I'm gonna say is I hate standing near them when they get sweaty in these gigs. That's all I'm gonna say.
But they add a lot of life to the crowd though. Like, let's be honest,
That's true. That's
they
true.
do add a lot of life.
Yeah,
Like I
man.
remember my most recent one, like there was a guy in front row just he was going crazy. It was giving me energy and I was giving them one.
Yeah, facts. I don't, again, I don't want to get too off topic, but it just annoys me, man, when they be shaking like that. It just be annoying because I can't sing the lyrics to my favorite songs now for fear of sweat flying into my mouth from these people's greasy ass hair.
If you were at the Ken Carson show that he did in the UK recently, it was literally that. Just hella sway opium kids, bro.
Just get home, just take a shower in boiling water, fam. That's all you can do.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, nah, that's it's just yeah. Okay, so I know that your first EP was entitled Mind of Steve. One thing that I've noticed about underground artists is sort of the prevalence of them removing tracks or projects, etc., off of
Oh
streaming
shit.
platforms. I
No shit.
you're not in trouble. I'm just this is what the question's about. What would you say your, I suppose, thoughts or justifications are when it comes to, removing something off of streaming platforms?
You know what? To begin with, like I kind of regret removing that off streaming platforms. I feel like I should have let it stay there to just kind of show the growth and the journey. But I get why people do that because why artists do that rather because it might just not m match up with the image or whatever aesthetic or whatever vision that they have now. Like obviously you're gonna remove that song that you made on fucking GarageBand when you were like 17. You know what I mean? Like it just does, it's not cohesive with the rest of your catalog. And if you feel like, if you really feel like it's bothering you, especially as like an artist that like really cares, like I understand why people would remove it. But for me, I kind of regret removing Mind of Steve because it was actually a good tape and it would have shown the growth and the improvement. But hey, we move.
What would you say has changed between Steve back then and then Steve right now?
I would say back then, my songs were a lot more mainstream today, if you get what I mean. Like it would be stuff that you would hear on like radios or like in a shop or something. I feel like the music that I make now is music that I actually want to make. I feel. Well, obviously, back then I made music that I wanted to make as well. But like, I feel like I didn't have the range that I do now to explore like within myself the type of hard music that I'd be making now. So like, it explains why I removed it to begin with. Like if you look at my catalog and you look at the stuff that I make now compared to back then, like it's just the artistic. It's not the same. I'd say I was a lot more a lot more mainstream back then.
I feel that, man. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. So I want to talk about one of your lyrics in your track,
One of
Purple
my
Cloud.
lyrics.
Yeah, one of your lyrics.
Are
It's calm. It's calm. Again, you're not in trouble. It's just no. To be fair, some of these questions are coming a little bit like that, but nah, it's, I
the
promise, it's, I'm not tied to
Yeah.
anyone. I'm just
Go on.
I'm just a guy, man. And it's
No.
I want to talk about one of your lyrics in the track, Purple McLaren.
Yeah.
I might never sign a deal. I'll always want a better deal.
Oh yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like for me to sign a deal, I would have to feel like my life is gonna change so drastically and I'm gonna be so happy after it. That like I can't help but sign the deal because I'll be real like I don't feel like if I blow tomorrow I'll feel like I got more famous, more rich or whatever, blah blah blah. But I wouldn't feel like oh I've made it out the hood, you know what I mean? Like because like right now I'm not exactly in the hood, Like I'm doing all right. Like I'm not gonna lie to everyone and be like, oh yeah, bro, I'm in the mud, like I'm brushing my teeth with tissue or some shit. Like, bro, like life's good, you know. So when I said I might never sign a deal because I would always want a better deal. Like if someone gave me a deal, I'll probably end up finding some type of flaw that I don't like in it and just not sign it. Like you can't like you can't make me sign my life away for fucking pennies, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or my master's for pennies. I just can't. But yeah.
Yeah, man, facts, honestly. And yeah, okay, so that's an interesting point that you've made. I guess my question was a little bit about your current space in your career right now. So as an underground slash indie artist,
Yeah.
what would you say that you see this lifestyle right now as potentially more appealing in comparison to, you know, being mainstream and rubbing shoulders with all of these big artists? Or I guess that's part of the question, but also, if you could, would you choose to jump instantly to that kind of thing? Or again, you know, the slow build up?
I would therefore like prefer the slow build up. I think if I jumped right into that thing where I like if I blew up, like for example, the way Ice Spice did, I think I'd probably feel mad overwhelmed. Like it's such a different space to like the life that I live now, with different expectations, with different people, different pressure, different management, different everything, that I'll just kind of feel like what the fuck compared to like a gradual build up where things will be coming in, things will be leaving, but at least some things will be staying the same. You will experience things staying the same while things change. You know, like it's the gradual build up is the one. It'll make you feel the most comfortable, and you'd probably be a lot more familiar with the people that you end up with in the end than with, you know, if you were to blow up instantly, like, you know. So yeah, I definitely prefer the gradual build up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's understandable as to why as well, because I mean, you can see your friends and the people that you're around coming up at the
Yeah.
same time as you as well.
Also, fame just seems kind of scary as well. Right? So everyone is watching you, everything. And it's just
Yeah,
a bit.
facts.
But like, I wouldn't exactly run from it. I'm not like scared of it, but it is scary.
Yeah, it's a deeper level of surveillance because, bro, I swear it's not a single day that goes by when I'm on Twitter and I just see, oh, Playboi Carti unfollowed this person. They did
Yeah,
this, Enya did this,
literally.
da da da.
Yeah.
Why are you policing the amount of people that I follow? That's so crazy to me that people actually do that, by the way. Like,
Exactly,
it doesn't make
bro.
sense to me.
Exactly. And bro, like if I blew up tomorrow as well, like so many eyes will be on my like girlfriend, because like I have a girlfriend, and bro, like I
Congratulations.
just bro, that many people just watching your relationship is just crazy. Like, but yeah,
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk about one of your lyrics in the track, Turf.
yeah.
In the track, you say the line, I'm not a rapper, little bitch, I'm an artist. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that line because that line was pretty profound to me. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Quite profound. You know, while I was on my horse smoking a cigarette, a cigar rather, I
On
don't
a
do
horse,
cigarettes.
you know.
I'm on my horse smoking my cigar. I do think about the fact that like I don't know, there's just this stigma to like rappers, you know. Like, and I feel like when I do like take off or whatever, my character is not like I don't feel like I have a rapper persona. Like, yeah, I might be a bit like, you know, cocky and like maybe like come across as a bit of a prick sometimes, or like, you know, be a rapper, but like at the end of the day, I'm more of a creative artist than like I direct my videos, I make my own artwork. I like the whole thing is a thing for me. Everything, I care about everything as a whole. I care about how the beat is made. Like I mix my own stuff. I'm my own engineer. So I'd say I'm a little bit more than a rapper, you know. I'm more than just a rapper. like I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Like I make my own fucking visualizers and shit. Like it's like don't just call me a rapper.
Yeah,
a bit more.
I feel that. I feel. Do you know what? Honestly, that makes perfect sense. I feel that completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I. Do you know what? The way I thought about it almost was sort of like, I don't know if you've seen how Lil Yachty has been acting.
Yeah.
About the whole my early stuff, so even Doja Cat as well.
Yeah,
Key,
yeah, yeah.
The whole my early stuff blah, 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 was trash. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to dissect that a little bit more just to see where your head was at.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just kind of want people to look a bit more past the, you know, rapping, because like obviously I'm the type of person to put Easter eggs in like everything that I do.
Yeah.
And I want people to realize that like I'm doing stuff intentionally, so they pay even more attention to me as an artist.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. And yeah, that makes perfect sense as well. I know that you're quite the fan of relatively up and coming brands, sporting 40F in one of your videos, and then of course having countless others across your entire page as a whole on IG. I want to talk about, I guess, what draws you to these brands as a whole, and then we can get into the follow-up question after that.
With like underground brands, what draws me to them is more like the number one, the person that actually founded it or owns it or designs. For example, with 40F, I really like Kobe as a person. Like he's like cool, he's one of my like friends. Like, I really like him. He's very genuine. And after like talking to him for a while, like I really see his vision. Like he kind of wants it to not just be a throwaway brand. Like he wants it to become like an empire, you know, like big deal. And I really like that. And obviously, like, bro, this shit's hard. It's hard. Especially the shirt that I'm always wearing, like it's tough. And there's only 15 of them. So.
Is that the one with the angel one?
Angel.
Angel. I don't want to get it wrong.
It's the Leonardo da Vinci. I think it's like a split between an angel and a demon, I think. And that's why on one of my songs I said angel on my front, demon on my back, and I was referring to that shirt because it's hard. And like other people, like. I don't know if you've heard of Ari Fadu, but he's like mad cool and he's like mad supportive as well. But even before he was supporting me, like I really fought with his brand. Shit's hard. I can see the vision as well. And he's just cool. Like it makes me want to support more when the person is themselves is cool. Like one of my guys also has a brand, Morningstar. I can see the vision. I just like the vision and the person. If the vision's good and the person's cool, I'm rocking with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, I like my other designer stuff, like, you know, Prada. I'll think about a Prada.
Well, what's Prada? That's a different underground one. Yeah, that's...
bro, they're real low-key. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's hard, though, for real, man, honestly. And yeah, do you know what? That basically sums up the question I did have, my follow-up question, which was, can you tell us some brands that you think we all need to keep an eye out for? So,
yeah, therefore them guys there.
So before we close off, I want to know what next can we expect from you just in the short term, so the next couple of months, and then also in the long term, I guess, as well. So in the next year, maybe year and a half, that kind of thing. What's next for Steve, for Stunner Steve?
I'm going to be dropping a lot more music. I feel like I tend to do this thing where I drop music and I just let it simmer.
Yeah.
Like people obviously they're supportive and I have like a bit of a following or whatever, but I kind of want to give them a bit more. So I'm going to try and drop more. And my manager's kind of on my ass telling me to make music and drop. So there's going to be a lot of music coming soon. In terms of like a tape or an album or something, I definitely have enough songs to make a tape, that's for sure. But when I'm gonna drop something like that, I don't know, because like I feel like lot of artists my size make the mistake of dropping a full-on album when no one knows or even gives a shit about them, you know? And it's like,
Exactly.
why would you do that? And I don't want to do that. And I also want to kind of show people who I am a bit more before I do anything like big like that, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I want my music to reach people. Like I do care about people's like people that listen to my music. Like I play my music in the car, yeah, but it's kind of lame. No, it's not lame, but it's lame if that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
And no one else is hearing it. Like, show someone, show the world. Like, you could die tomorrow.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
facts, honestly.
But yeah, in terms of other stuff, shooting some vids here and there, I think. I need to look at my schedule. I don't know. I kind of don't look it. Dozy kind of just tells me, oh, we're gonna do this soon. We're gonna do that soon. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do
Yeah.
it. But I think, yeah, we've kind of got some plans for some singles. Oh, I don't really want to be too revealing, but yeah, we've got some, and I want to post on my SoundCloud a bit more, just because it's SoundCloud is still a nice place to listen music to, and a lot of people still use it because SoundCloud's great. And I want to build my following on there. Definitely looking to collab with brands a bit more. Yeah, I want to collab with some of the like the guys that I spoke about. Shows, obviously. I do like a show. It's my I like being I like performing.
Yeah.
I think I've pretty sure I've got one coming up. I don't remember the date though.
It's
I don't remember
just
the
that
date.
regular to you, like, maybe you've got one, I don't know.
I think so. It's quite funny because my manager's kind of made me turn down like two shows because it just didn't make sense to fit our schedule anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we're able to do that, you know? And like,
Yeah, absolutely.
it's like I'm not getting aired by everyone. Like, people actually want to see me. But yeah, I can't really think of anything else really.
Yeah, no, that's cold though, for real, man. And yeah, the opportunity to actually turn stuff down is crazy because honestly,
Yeah.
if you knew how many artists turned down XXL this year, like, just simply because it's not an opportunity for them, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it must be amazing to be in that, in that space.
Yeah, definitely is like the my music is good, you know? Like
Absolutely.
it's good to know kind of your value as an artist. Like some curators even try and make you feel like you should be mad appreciative of them putting you on a fucking playlist or some shit. And it's like, well, if you fuck with the music, you're gonna put it on there. Like, stop trying to make me like suck your dick just because you put my song on your playlist.
Exactly.
But yeah, like it's good to know your worth, otherwise people will play you for a dickhead, like give you bad times or dates or whatever. Like, it's just know your worth, man.
Cool. Okay, so Steve, I do have one more question before I let you go on your way. This is the
Go
question that
crazy.
I close out every single episode with. I ask everyone this question.
Obviously, I know the question.
Of course, yeah. Do you
No,
want to tell it? I'll ask yourself the question. How about
go
this?
ahead and
Of
I'll answer it. I don't
course,
want to
man. Yeah,
take away the light.
I'm the host here. Now I'm joking. All right, let's just get into it. You are heard by everyone on Earth for 10 seconds. What do you say?
What do I say? Stream Steve on, wait, no, stream ST3V on Spotify and all platforms. Yeah. That's what I asked, literally what I say. Stream ST3V on all platforms. And
Facts,
then
man.
I'll go crazy.
That's 7 billion listens right there. Seven, eight
Literally,
billion at this
like,
point. Yeah.
yeah. All of a sudden, I'm the biggest artist in the world. And then from there, I could do anything.
Exactly, man. Yeah. Honestly, I feel that. And yeah, that's probably the kind of thing I would do. So, yeah. But yeah, that's cool though. That's cold. Do you know, I think that is a good place to close off this episode. So,
Cool.
Steve, ST3V, Stunner, thank you for joining this episode of the Ish Plus Six podcast. Listeners, thank you for watching this episode as well. Steve, make sure you guys like, comment, and all of that. You know, Steve, please tell the people to subscribe. They don't listen to me, so talk to the people.
Subscribe, man. You gotta listen to him. Big Ish. You gotta subscribe. Subscribe to the channel, man. And it's gonna become one of the biggest podcast channels for music, which I'm like, I say I'm manifesting. Is that what they call it? Yeah, I'm
That's what
manifesting,
that's
bro. On
facts,
your
man.
behalf, exactly.
11-11, you know the vibes. Guys, subscribe, do all of that. Before we close off, Steve, is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners, to the watchers?
Stream my music, follow me on IG. That's
Facts.
it.
All of Steve's handles will be just below the thing, as usual, guys. And yeah, make sure you guys all stream Steve's latest track, Stunner 4L, Stunner for Life.
Yes,
Available on
sir.
all platforms. And yeah, keep it real, and I will see you later, alligators.
Cat.
The cat. Oh snap, we
Man.
got the opium cat. Let's go.
Cat. Oh, I should have put this in the video. Hey, you might as well add this to the video.
To be fair, we're still recording. We got the opium cat, little
The
bonus thing.
opium cat. His name's Neon.
Neon, nice man, I like that.